A Gentle Introduction to SuperCollider. Part 1. Basics. Hello world. Ready for creating your first SuperCollider program? Assuming you have SC up and running in front of you, open a new document and type the following line. HelloWorld.postln. Leave your cursor anywhere in that line. Press Ctrl Enter to evaluate the code. Hello World appears in the post window. Congratulations, that was your first SuperCollider program. Number and language. On the status bar, you can see the words interpreter and server. Their interpreter starts up, turned on by default, while server is turned off.
Turn. Please.
LFO. Et je vais avoir quand de cette sinusoïdale là, ça va pas être une fréquence fixe, mais plutôt une fréquence qui est de la des arguments nuls et A. Alors, ce que j'ai ici, c'est un petit syntef très très simple qui est une onde sinusoïdale. Donc, je viens de créer une onde sinusoïdale que je viens stocker dans la variable CPI que j'ai créé ici va passer et je vais avoir un signal qui est une onde qui est la fréquence de cette onde ça va pas être une fréquence fixe mais plutôt une fréquence qui est la valeur qui est un autre signal que j'ai appelé LFO. Donc une autre onde sinusoïdale qui vient moduler.
The server and the language. The server is responsible for making sounds. The language, also referred to as client or interpreter, is used to control the server. The first is called SC Synth, or SC Synthesizer. The second, SC Language. The status bar tells us the status of each one of these two components. Don't worry if this distinction does not make much sense for you right now. The two main things you need to know at this point are: everything that you type in SuperCollider is in SuperCollider language, which is the client. That's where you write and execute commands and see results in the post window. Everything that makes sound in SuperCollider is coming from the server, the sound engine, so to speak, controlled by you through the SuperCollider language. Booting the server. Your Hello World program produced no sound. Everything happened in the language, and the server was not used at all. The next example will make sound, so we need to make sure the server is up and running. The easiest way to boot the server is with the shortcut Control B. Alternatively, you can also click on the zeros in the status bar. A menu pops up, and one of the options is Boot Server. You will see some activity in the post window as the server boots up. After you have successfully started the server, the numbers on the status bar will turn green. You will have to do this each time you launch SC, but only once per session. Your first sine wave. Hello World is traditionally the first program that people create when learning a new programming language. You've already done that in SuperCollider. Creating a simple sine wave might be the Hello World of computer music languages. Let's jump right into it. Type and evaluate the following line of code. Careful, this can be loud. Bring your volume all the way down. Increase the volume slowly. That's a beautiful, smooth, continuous, and perhaps slightly boring sine wave. You can stop the sound with Control period. Memorize this key combination, because you will be using it a lot to stop any and all sounds in SuperCollider. Now, let's make this sine wave a bit more interesting. Type this. Remember, you just need to leave your cursor anywhere within the line and hit Control Enter to evaluate. Alternatively, you could also select the entire line before evaluating it. Tip: typing the code examples by yourself is a great learning tool. It will help you to build confidence and familiarize yourself with the language. When reading tutorials in digital format, you may be tempted to simply copy and paste short snippets of code from the examples. That's fine, but you will learn more if you type it up yourself. Try that at least in the first stages of your SuperCollider learning. Error messages. No sound when you evaluated the last example? If so, your code probably had a typo, a wrong character, a missing comma, or parenthesis. When something goes wrong in your code, the post window gives you an error message. Error messages can be long and cryptic, but don't panic. With time, you will learn how to read them. A short error message could look like this. Error, class not defined, in file selected text, line 1, char 19. This error message says, class not defined, and points to the approximate location of the error. Classes in SuperCollider are those blue words that start with a capital letter, like Synosc and LFNoise. It turns out this error was due to the user typing LFNoise O with a capital letter O at the end. The correct class is LFNoise 0 with the number 0 at the end. As you can see, attention to detail is crucial. If you have an error in your code, proofread it, change as needed, and try again until it's fixed. If you had no error at first, try introducing one now so you can see how the error message would look like. For example, remove a comma. Tip: learning SuperCollider is like learning another language like German, Portuguese, Japanese. Just keep trying to speak it, work on expanding your vocabulary, pay attention to grammar and syntax, and learn from your mistakes. The worst it can happen here is to crash SuperCollider. Not nearly as bad as taking the wrong bus in Sao Paulo because of a mispronounced request for directions.